Well, next we're going to the ongoing trial in the Special Criminal Court of Gerard Hutch for the murder of David Byrne and the evidence being given by Jonathan Dowdle. And our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds joins us. Paul, Garda recordings being played to Jonathan Dowdle today. What did he say about the Regency Hotel?
Yeah, Robert, we know that Jonathan Dowdle and Gerard Hutch travelled to Northern Ireland on the 7th of March 2016, and that Dowdle said that they went there to get the dissident Republicans to intervene in the ongoing Hutch-Kinahan feud. And we know that the Gardaí recorded those conversations, they bugged the car, and those recordings have been played to the state witness, and he's been asked today to explain them. It's a seventh day in the witness box. Now, he testified today that when he told Gerard Hutch during those conversations that, quote, "I know you've more balls than any seed that I know doing that and all," he insisted that he was referring to Hutch's role in the Regency Hotel murder. Now, Gerard Hutch is charged with the murder of David Byrne, but has pleaded not guilty. He denies the charge. However, defence counsel put it to Jonathan Dowdle today that this was just an opportunistic lie and that he was just seizing on this today. And Dowdle replied, "I'm not seizing on anything."
And he was also questioned about the IRA. What did he have to say about that?
Yeah, there was a lot of references to the IRA and indeed to the INLA this morning. Dowdle insisted, for example, that references he made on those recordings about bombing a house in Finglas or having the IRA grab two people and shoot one of them were just nonsense. And he said none of it ever happened. I'm saying to him, referring to Hutch, that's what I think he wants to hear. He agreed that the two men were driving up to Northern Ireland to find a way out of the feud, but insisted that all the rest is nonsense. "I know that tape sounds terrible," he said. "I'm saying that stuff. I'm disgusted by it. It never happened." He also accepted that his house was raided by the Gardaí on a warrant for suspected membership of the IRA because the Gardaí suspected there might have been firearms and explosives there. But he said they found nothing, and he said he was never in the IRA. And he agreed with defence counsel that he was discussing the convicted IRA man Shane Rowan, who was caught with the guns used in the murder of the Regency, coming to his house. And he said, quote, "to get things ready," but he said nothing was ever given to him. "I'm saying I haven't got them ready. They never existed." And he said he had to go along. He said, I'm saying I never gave him anything. I had to go along with that, Mr. Graham.
All right. Paul Reynolds, our crime correspondent in the Special Criminal Court today. Thanks for joining us.